Are you writing a new song? Is it a ballad? Oh, I disturbed you, didn't I? Oh, bum. Sorry. I saw you writing and I got really curious and... Am I going to kill you? Would it make for a better song if I said yes? Would it make for a better song? Well, because you're... Oh. I interrupted, so... I mean, technically I am here to kill you. Technically. But if I wanted you dead, you would already be dead. Oh, not now. Earlier at dinner. Didn't the wine taste awfully salty? Well, that salt could have so easily have been poison. But it wasn't. Because, well, while I have been paid to kill you, I don't really want to kill you. Why? Well, this is going to sound a little cheesy. Because I'm an assassin. A really, really good assassin. A very, very expensive assassin. An assassin who was hired to kill you. I really like your music. And believe me, I am just as surprised as you are that I just said that, because I'm not really a music person. In fact, I find your average bard to be very, very, very annoying. Just very slappable, you know? Not stabbable, because I'm not being paid to kill them, but definitely slappable. But you're amazing. You are so talented. Your songs are not only clever, they are sublime. I heard you sing before dinner and oh, the heavens. I was moved by your music. And I've got to be honest, I didn't think that I could be moved. I've been killing for a very, very long time. Not by choice, I was kind of sold into it by my mother. She wasn't a great mother, but better than my father. But still, she sold me to the Assassin's Guild and I was trained from a very young age to feel nothing, to be a cold, ruthless killer. And I was cold. I was ruthless and I was most certainly a killer. A killer hired to kill you. And yet you're not dead because your music, it is... It's amazing. It connected with me. It made me feel like I'm not a hired killer. And I can't remember the last time I... I've never felt like that before. Oh. If your music moved me, why did I put salt in your wine? Well, you see, while your music moved me, there are a lot of assassins that it might not move. And one of them might kill you. And that would be really bad. I mean, ordinarily, a dead bard, is it really a tragedy? Is it really a bad thing? I mean, debatable, but you can't die. You cannot die. I mean, you can die. You can die very easily because you have no protection, no bodyguards, and apparently no common sense, because I've been sat there for at least an hour while you've been doing whatever bards do. Oh, tuning your lute. Does it really take that long to tune a lute? Wow, I did not know that. Lutes aren't really part of the education of an assassin. But they do make a good weapon in a pinch. Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt your lute. But it's kind of adorable the way that you're cradling it protectively. But I'm not going to kill you, or hurt your lute, or do anything apart from keep you alive. Keep you alive. Have you not been paying attention? I mean, it is rather late, and I mean, this is a very stressful situation. Is this too stressful? But this would make for a good song, right? This is great song material. Not really the time to discuss songs. It's okay, we can do it in the morning. In the morning. Well, of course you're going to be alive in the morning. Really explain myself very well, have I? I can't help it, it's just you have no idea what I'm feeling. I have no idea what I'm feeling. I haven't felt. I can't even remember the last time I felt anything, but your songs. I cried. I mean, okay, that is an over exaggeration, but there was a tear, a single solitary tear. You have no idea. You really, really, really have no idea. I can't let you be killed. And rest assured, they'll be sending someone to kill you. A lot of someones, because if I couldn't do it, they're going to double down. Because I'm the best. I am ridiculously good at killing people, and yet I didn't kill you. And that means that they're going to send all kinds of assassins after you. And you have no bodyguards, no protection, no wards, no dagger under your pillow. Why wouldn't you have a dagger under your pillow? See? But it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to think about any of that. You don't need to worry about assassins. No, you don't, because I'm going to protect you. I'm going to protect you. Are you okay? No, I'm not going to kill you. Yes, I want you alive. Yes, I'm going to protect you from the other assassins. All of them. Your music is a gift. It's almost magical, but it's not magical, because if it was magical, it wouldn't have affected me, because stuff. I mean, I'll probably tell you about it at some point. I just need to work up to it. But again, great material for a song. I have a lot of stories. A lot of stories. And while I might not be the world's best storyteller, I'm sure you could find something to sing about. And I would be so honoured. Oh, that would be amazing. What is this? Is this giddiness? This is giddiness. I'm giddy at the thought of you singing a song based on one of my stories. I don't get giddy. I've never been giddy. And oh, this is amazing. This is you. This is all you. I cannot let you die. I can't. You are the first bard I have ever come across that is... That is not a bard. You're a... I don't know what you are. You're not a bard. You're special and you need to be looked after. Oh, I'm sure you can look after yourself. I'm sure that you're great with a sword. No, not with a sword. A dagger. An axe. Oh, you're good with your fists. That's a start. That's a start. That's great. That's amazing. That is fantastic. You don't have to worry about punching out any assassins. I'm sorry. Am I laughing? I'm laughing. Why am I laughing? I'm laughing. seriously, you don't have to worry about punching out any assassins, because if an assassin is close enough for you to punch, you're already dead. But you're not going to die, because I'm going to look after you. Oh, you don't have to pay me. I am ridiculously rich. Just so, so rich. Did I mention that I'm a really, really good assassin? Only I'm not an assassin anymore. I'm a bard guard. I was going to say bodyguard, but then I thought bard guard. See, that's not my thing. Words, not really my thing. Your thing, obviously. Great songs, great lyrics, just so, so amazing. But me, not great. Bard guard. Let's not mention that. Unless you want to put it in a song. I don't know how you'd put that in a song. But then again, I'm not the bard. You're the bard. I'm the bard's bodyguard. Oh, you just want to confirm that I'm not going to kill you. I am definitely, definitely, definitely not going to kill you. Absolutely not going to kill you. At all. No. Great. So, are you just going to... Great. Do you want me to go outside? Because... Oh, I know we're in a tower, but don't worry. I can... You know, hang outside the window, just in case. Oh, if you don't mind me being inside the room, I would love to, but I don't want to interrupt your process again like I did earlier. I'm just so curious, because you are... Did I say curious? I'm curious. I am curious. Curious. Assassins are never curious. Assassins don't ask questions, but I'm asking questions because your music. You're amazing. You are just... So amazing, and... Oh, don't worry, I don't sleep. I mean, I do sleep. But it's like blinking. I mean, it sounds good. But I'm beginning to think that it might be good to just, you know, fall asleep, have a nap. Maybe when people aren't trying to kill you. That might be a while. Well, there was a lot of money. A lot of money. Am I going to give the money back? By the heavens, no. I'm going to need that to buy new equipment. Because, I mean, I have fantastic gear. I mean, awesome gear. But I need beyond awesome. I'm talking elven. I'm talking dwarven. I'm talking orcish. I need a full loadout. Because... Keeping you safe is my number one priority. What? Did I inspire you? Did I? Really? What was that sound? That sound came from me. I did it again. Oh my. Dear lady, this is amazing. You're amazing. Are you sure you're okay with me being here? Even with the sounds? Really? Yay! Yay? I don't say yay, but I just said yay. You have me saying yay. Yay! Are you sure you're all right for me to be here while I'm making those noises? Those noises help? Really? Really? Yay! Yay, I said yay. Why did I say yay? I never say yay. I said yay. Did you hear me? I said yay. 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 Yay! I'm your bodyguard, your bodyguard. I tried to make it work. It didn't work. But, you know, I thought maybe if I tried because I'm yaying now. But no, bodyguard. Yay. Super yay. So, I'll just stand here. Ooh, I can sit down. I mean, I can sit down. I can sit down. I could be laying down and I could protect you. So I'll just sit down on this. Ooh. Very comfy chair. I never notice if a chair is comfy. Yay. I'm really happy. I think. I mean, do I look happy? I look happy. Yeah, I'm really happy. So you do your bard thing and I'll do my bodyguard thing. I'm a bodyguard. Not a bard guard. No. Unless you want to put that in the song. Are you putting it in the song? No, I didn't think you would. Okay. So carry on. I'll just sit here being happy. And bodyguarding. Lots of bodyguarding. Bard guarding. No.